afternoon or before breaking the fast. It is made of coconut milk, shaved ice, and liquid sugar. There are also slices of avocado, young coconut, and frozen mung bean juice called hunkwe. The taste is truly very fresh and sweet. What is the name of this food? Esgoyobot from Bandung, West Java. It is said that this dessert has been there even before Indonesia's independence.
Government to launch free health checkup soon. Prabowo Dance and News anniversary highlights dilemma's struggle for Indonesia. Here's the news in details. The Indonesian government will launch the free health checkup program on February 10, 2025. It was stated by Health Minister Budi Gunadi Sadikin after reporting to President Prabowo Subianto at the Presidential Palace Jakarta on Wednesday. He said that the President has decided the launch date for the program that will be implemented at Community Health Center or Puskesmas and clinics that collaborate with Health Social Security Agency BPJS Kesehatan.
Jadi tadi rapat mengenai update beliau mengenai program cek kesehatan gratis diputuskan oleh beliau nanti tanggal 10 Februari ini sudah bisa jalan di puskesmas-puskesmas dan juga klinik-klinik. Nanti beliau sama seperti yang makan bergizi mau lihat gitu di salah satu puskesmas.
So we held a meeting on the update of the free health checkup program. The president has decided later on February 10th it can be implemented at the community health center and also clinics. He wanted to observe the program personally at one of health centers, like last free nutritious meal program. Budi Gunadi explained that the program is designed to cover the entire population of Indonesia from newborns to elderly. However, this free health checkup program will be carried out in stages with a mechanism that is adjusted based on age group. For children under 6 years old and above school age, the screening will be carried out on their birthday dates with tolerance period of 1 month. Meanwhile, for free health checkup program, the examination will be carried out when they enter school. The free health checkup service includes a number of examinations. It also includes cancer screening for the group over 40 years, with a focus on breast and cervical cancer for women and lung and colorectal cancer for men. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto attended the 102nd anniversary of Nahdlatul Ulama, Indonesia's largest Islamic organization at Istora Senayan, Jakarta on Wednesday. In his speech, President Prabowo emphasized the important role of the Nahdlatul Ulama in the nation's history. He affirmed that NU has always been present in times of crisis, taking a firm stance to protect the country and uphold the integrity of the Republic of Indonesia.
Jadi begini, kita ingin rakyat menuntut pemerintah yang bersih, yang benar, yang bekerja dengan benar.
NU has played an important role in the establishment of Indonesia. The struggle for independence was centered in the Islamic boarding schools. Nahdlatul Ulama has always stepped forward in times of crisis and taken a stand to save the nation and the Republic of Indonesia. During the battle of 10 November, the Ulama emerged as fighters, pioneers, and leaders in defending Indonesia's deep independence. President Prabowo also praised Nahdlatul Ulama's NU's contribution to maintaining national unity and harmony. He emphasized that a country's success does not come overnight, but must be achieved through hard work, solidarity, and moderation. That was the news.
The piano, you sing and we sing. Wonder, wonder, damn girl, we lost track of the tempo. Can we be more? 'Cause we know it's extraordinary. Oh baby, I wanna stay together. Girl, you know I'm drowning in your smile.
Be with you, but not just for now. The 2020 thou, yeah, this is my vow. Yeah, I love it when you smile. Body like a cello, ass so thick, that it's moving like a jello. Just want me so hard like a hornet mellow. Ain't no need to rush, girl, we can just cruise like Vanello. You make me wanna say that I L-O-V. Even when you're down, you can count on me. I'll be on the ground praying God, if it's meant to be, please don't you make it hard. I can tell that you've been hurt before. Promise that I'll try my best to make it worth it for you. You know being friends ain't enough. Once you took a mind, baby, girl, there's something about your love.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kambawe is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example, during Eid al-Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from each husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Maturity. We as people have a way to find out. There is a Pahom Bobatu, the most well-known culture from Nias Island, North Sumatra Province. Pahom Bobatu is done by a young man in traditional costume. If a young man decides to do the Pahom Bobatu and succeed, he will be seen as a grown-up. this young man must jump over a small stone pyramid. This pile of stone is around 2 meters tall. During the jump, the visitor can only see the action from afar.
Some called it as Chinese New Year's cake. The food is its name, always there during the Chinese New Year, including in Indonesia. Indonesians call it as kue keranjang or basket cake because of its process, which uses a kind of basket in molding the cake. It is made of glutinous rice and sugar, and 12 hours to make it. Its round shape symbolizes unlimited kinship. Its sticky texture means determination. Sweetness represents joy. Therefore, sharing the Niangao or the Chinese New Year's cake means to share happiness with others.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia. Listener, kolintang is traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, kolintang is similar with gambang, traditional instrument from Java. But the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kolintang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, and even musical performance. According to the history, Kolintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered Tuminahasa land, Kolintang is not function as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, Kolintang only consisted of some pieces of wood, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the fair. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Kolintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kolintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden base which functions as a resonator. The wood which is used for making Kolintang is usually from special one, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel one. The wood is usually from wood of Salur, Bandaran, Penang, and Kakini. In the development, Kolintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sound which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about Kolintang, let's listen to Kolintang rhythm. consists of nine types, namely loai or bass, sela or cello, tarua tenor 1, tarua rua tenor 2, uner alto 1, uner rua alto 2, katelu ukulele, inaisa melody 1, inarua melody 2, and inatawing melody 3. To play kolintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given close pats, like gamelan pats. There are three sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, kolintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for kolintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs to stick. Today the function of kolintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song, or in the orchestra. In the kolintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only use six instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from North Sulawesi. I'm Luka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to Kolintang Rhythm. Thank you for listening.
ketinggalan sih.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Waterfalls are located in Sragi, Sumber Arum Village, Songgon Sub-District, Banyuwangi, East Java. The waterfalls are part of protected forest. The waterfalls are famous for two stunning cliffs standing between the falls. The cliffs are made of huge stones. Surrounding the falls, there are other four waterfalls which are part of the Leader Waterfalls. The best time to visit the waterfalls is in the morning, as you can witness the beauty of sunrise at the waterfalls. The panorama of the waterfalls is outstanding. In addition, the waterfalls have cozy ambience and cool temperature. It is one of the places that you should explore if you travel to Banyuwangi. You can take public transportation, motorbike, and cars to get to the waterfalls. The destination takes 45 minutes from Banyuwangi. There is not any facility at the waterfalls due to its location at the protected forest. You can park your vehicles at the local housing, which is about 1 km from the waterfalls. The entrance ticket of the waterfalls is 3,000 rupiah. Meanwhile, you have to pay 5,000 rupiah for the parking ticket. If you are passionate about adventure, you must visit Leader Waterfalls in Banyuwangi. The falls are extremely challenging to visit because you need to conquer complicated fields such as pine forest, clover, and sugar plantation, as well as steep cliffs.
you can try to go to Bandung itself.
Engkau gemilang, malam cemerlang, bagaikan bintang timur sedang mengembang. Saat jemu-jemu, mata memandang, aku namakan di kau juwita malam.
In Natuna Regency, when farmers begin to harvest rice, it is called alugain, which is pounding rice grain to produce rice chips. So it is actually the process of making rice chips.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Kau bukan untuknya. Tak untuk dengar. From Italy. The snail is made as curry along with various Indonesian typical spices. Some says this menu is only available during the holy month of Ramadan. What is this food? Gulai seafood. The typical food of Riau is also called gulai sipui or lengkitang.
Right to the bone when we hit the Yeah, I am the bass. Low is the face. Come from the ground. Fill up the space. Yeah, I am the bass. God, give me grace. Can you feel the sound?
Me and Gao, or some called it as Chinese New Year's cake, the food is its name, always there during the Chinese New Year, including in Indonesia. Indonesians call it as kue keranjang or basket cake because of